This is one of another activities. Those who wish to learn how to play piano, they have an opportunity to learn how to play piano. This is the USO. This is the only U.S. registered USO in 10 relocation center. Here are the boys who are in service or returning from service, meet their friends, families, sweethearts, and enjoy the day while they're here. There's a welcoming party. We have people from all theaters of war here come through this door. Here they are registering at the USO. Now this is social activity, dancing. Now after the dancing, we have a little snack period. And here, they're enjoying the snacks. This is a community store where we can buy clothing. The clerk is a LA girl, and the customer is San Jose girl. Here's how they demonstrate how to use it. Now this is everyday scene at the Hard Mountain bus stop. Daily the bus comes by here in the morning, in the afternoon, and pick up passengers or unload passengers that who had visited the nearby city for shopping or other purposes. This is a scene at the military police station. One day they were given a dress rehearsal, and I got permission to take their program. That little hut in the middle of the picture is the entrance and exit gate. There's Dr. Frederick Rowe Thorne of the Border Presbyterian Church of New York City has visited the camp. On inclement weather, the Boy Scouts, the Campfire Girls, have their training in this high school gymnasium. We had a wonderful leader who was leader in Boy Scouts from Los Angeles that continued teaching Scouts to these boys and girls in this relocation center. As you see, the leader, he is a local boy from Mountain View, Akira. All along, we were American citizens expressing our patriotism, but the rights of American citizens were denied. I don't remember how many pounds I was, but it's quite the weight that he's lifting. Here's another scene of everyday activities at the Heart Mountain Relocation Center station. Every day someone's coming in or going out. They're going out for temporary leave or going out for higher education or going out because of the service in the military and also some shopping to nearby town of Cody and Powell as far as Billings, Montana. Here comes a Burlington Trailway bus coming in to pick up the passenger. Sometimes we have a half bus and half freight. This couple is relocating to Chicago. Here are some more boys relocating for higher education. We are permitted to leave the camp provided this bona fide job offers or bona fide institution that they can go to.